Double Talk, a podcast from fathersofmultiples.com. Welcome to Double Talk. I am Michael Kaufman, father of twins, and your host. This slightly late-to-release episode of the podcast is brought to you by the 2018 flu season, who knocked out my family and is also sponsoring my extra gravelly voice this month. Well, we've made it to February, the second half of the second month of the year is underway, and it seems like we're already falling behind. It probably didn't help any that this month was kicked off with the Dad 2.0 Summit in New Orleans. Both myself and the editor of Father of Multiples attended, and let me tell you, if you're a father and a writer, it's absolutely worth checking out. We highly recommend it. And if, of course, if you're a father of multiples and a writer, well, then you should be writing for us. Send me a message, and I will help you make that happen. Of course, February is a month of love, and we've got a lot of love on Fathers of Multiples this month. Aaron Lunsford has 5 easy exercises to do with the kids, and not just the ones that they climb on your head and you jump up and down. And our good friend Paul Kahalevi visited Hawaii with his triplets. You remember Paul, he was a guest on the podcast a couple of months ago. Well, now he's a writer for us. So thank you, Paul. You know, we didn't even get a t-shirt out of his trip, but what he did bring back was a great post about 5 must-do activities for toddlers in the Aloha State. Adam Ross kept us busy during snow days in January with 44 things that keep twins busy indoors. We needed that. I hope we don't need it, but I think we might be referring back to this article a couple more times this season. And Mickey Farmer made his debut this month with 3 articles, one of which being the very poignant Hard Facts of Infertility. It seems that many of you love pie. Who doesn't love pie? Well, at least that was the consensus when we tallied up the votes from our poll last month about America's favorite desserts. Jeffrey Bernstein shared the results, and you might want to check it out to see if your pie made the top 10 recipes. And finally, Aaron Lunsford shared this month's Love 'Em Award winner, the blog meetthewilds.com, took the award this month, and we really hope that you check out their site. Now, there's a ton more going on at fathersofmultiples.com that I know that you're going to enjoy, including a post from our interview guest this month, and our first ever writer's spotlight. Please let me introduce you to the original Cool Minivan Dad. Okay, as I said, the Cool Minivan Dad is here with us, and he is now a writer on Fathers of Multiples. Vernon Gibbs, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, obviously, you're a writer on Fathers of Multiples, which kind of insinuates that you have, you know, multiples in the family. How old are the kids?
Well, I have twins, boy and girl. They are 2.5. They'll be 3 in September, so they'll be 2.5 pretty soon.
And any other ones?
Yes, and I have a forget about the eldest. He is 4, going on 5, coming this April. He's a boy, and he's in pre-K.
You're in the fun stuff still. They don't have 2 to throw back at you yet, or not too much.
Yeah. I guess it's fun depending on your point of view.
It's perspective. And don't worry, you'll blank it out soon enough. It's fine. Now, your collection of kids actually is what your first post is on Fathers of Multiples. Tell us a little bit about that post before we go into all the other fun stuff that we'll talk about.
My first post was talking a little bit about having an older child and then having the multiples after. So obviously I had the 4-year-old, you know, going on 5-year-old first, and then had the twins after. And I just talked a little bit about that dynamic of having to, you know, have sometimes usually I'm watching all three of the kids at once. And how do you get that older child who was kind of, you know, the apple of your eye and was, you know, the focus of everything, all of a sudden he has two new kids in here that he has to deal with. And how do you kind of make that connection between the kids and the twins, the older and the twins, and then try to get him to really help out? Because you do need extra hands when you have one kid, much less, you know, three kids around. So I talked a little bit about some of the things that I do to help him, you know, help me, because I need the hands.
Oh, I can totally, you know, kind of agree with that. We always say that we need an extra arm growing out of the middle of our chest.
That would really help me out. Something.
I'm working on it. As soon as we get it, it'll be, you know, it'll be the eye arm or something like that.
I mean, we were cloning sheep. We're doing all kinds of stuff these days. I mean, if we can put a man on the moon, we can get an extra arm. Come on, let's make it happen.
Maybe even just from the elbow down. That'd be fine.
That's it.
Now, the twins, they're finally at that point where they are becoming their own people.
Yeah, absolutely.
How are you allowing them to be different? I mean, boy, girl are as I can, you know, attest to, they're different, you know, on their own. They will evolve into their own people, just kind of doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. But what are they doing right now that's unique to each of them? How are you celebrating that?
Well, it's funny because, you know, as they're growing, since you have a boy girl, you probably saw this, you know, they've developed at different rates. I've noticed that my daughter is very much like, she's already starting to spell things. She's already picking out letters. My youngest, he's not, you know, he's about a month and a half behind, so he's catching up. So I'm kind of letting her get more into, you know, those things, like, understanding those concepts. Compared to my son, who I'm just, you know, he's doing a lot of sports. He's doing a kind of like a lot of roughhousing and those kind of things. So I'm kind of letting them, you know, do their thing. I'm not trying to, you know, get him to understand the colors and the stuff that she's picking up, because it's almost like at a certain point, he's going to pick that stuff up and then we'll move on to something else. But they're very, there's kind of that dynamic going on, which people have talked about before, you know, oh, girls develop faster than boys. And I'm seeing that clearly with her. So I might focus more on reading with her and doing those kind of things and letting him catch up at some point and focusing more on the stuff that he likes to do. He just happens to be drawn to sports. He'll pick up a baseball bat and be like, hallway. Cause you know, we live in an apartment, so playing baseball inside isn't really suggested. But he'll want to, you know, go to the hallway and hit the ball around, where she might, you know, pick up a book, you know, or something like that, or want to pick out colors and do those kinds of things. So I'm kind of letting I've seen those things just develop, and I'm kind of focusing on those with each of them. It's funny, though, is that the other thing that I noticed is with the potty training, I've been trying to do that with them lately. And while I think my daughter understands it more than my son, like, she gets it. She's kind of fighting even sitting and going and do the whole thing. Whereas my son is all about it. He's like, look what I did. Like, he'll stand up and be like, look, I peed. Whereas my daughter will be like, no. Do you have to go? No. And then she'll go in her diaper. And I'm like, what are you doing here? Like, you understand what's going on here, and you're doing this on purpose. You know, whereas my son, like, hey, I did it. Look at what I did. He's like impressed with himself. So
it's just, you know, it's all the same thing. They will do their own things on their own speed at their own time. And you can be as parenty as you'd like.
Yeah.
But you know what? Single or twins, you know, they're running the show. We're just there to kind of, you know, nudge them in the right direction every now and then. Here's another good one. If you had some advice that either you received, you would like to give to other people who are expecting twins, what kind of advice would you want to give?
My biggest thing is having a support system, if you can have one. I know not everyone has extended family or family in the area, but if you can have a support system to help you with the kids once you have them, that is huge. We live, you know, my wife's parents are in Brooklyn and my parents are in New Jersey. And to have just people as a resource to say, I need to go out and get some milk, or I need to, you know, do something this evening. Can you watch the kids? Having that family around to help you get through it is a huge help, because I know someone I went to college with that just had twins. And then someone else that I know that's a friend of a church friend that had twins. They're like, they're multiplying. I guess that's what they do. But they you know, reached out to me like, we don't have any resources. I'm on my own. I'm home with the twins for, you know, for the next couple months. I go to work. I don't know what to do. And the first thing I say is like, if you can get someone to help, even if it's a babysitter that can watch the kids for a couple of hours while you get a break and those kind of things, because it wears you out. You know, I think that's something that people don't really prepare themselves for. Even when you have one kid, you're like, okay, I'm tired. I'm probably going to go back to work at some point. I'm planning to be home for 2 years. And, you know, we have a babysitter who comes in usually once a week to watch the kids for a couple hours while I go out. And sometimes I'll just go out and sit in the car and catch a nap, you know, or, you know, that's like a big release, you know, or if I'll go catch a movie in the middle of the day at Alamo because I'll be the only person in the theater and I can watch The Last Jedi by myself, you know.
I remember doing exactly that. And yeah. I can't tell you the number of movies that I had to watch twice. Right. Because I took a little nap somewhere in the middle.
Right, right. You're like, oh, I feel all the credits are rolling. What did I do?
And, you know, if you're lucky enough, and thank you, Battery Park City, Regal Cinema 12, for not throwing me out when I just sit through the whole movie a second time. Wow, it's been 4 hours. That guy is still sitting in there.
Is this the extended edition? What happened?
What is up with the weird guy? Right. He's back again.
What's his deal?
It's, you know, it's the stuff you do when you're a dad.
Right.
Now, we talked a little bit about this earlier when we were on the phone. We commiserated over the name of your blog and our similar experiences.
Right.
Cool Minivan Dad. Why don't you just give us the short version of where did that name come from?
Man, when we found out we were going to have twins, we pretty much decided I was going to stay home. And we also decided very quickly, we had the babies in September. And then, you know, by summer of that year, we were like, we got to get a minivan because, you know, we had a Camry and we're like, we can't fit three car seats in the back of a Camry at all. And even if you can, if you're going on a trip, where are you going to put the luggage? You're going to do all this stuff. So we just said, you know, we got to get a minivan. I got over it. I was like, okay, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to do this. I never wanted to be that guy, but, you know, I did it anyway. And then, you know, I think
the things we do for our
kids. It is. I mean, come on. Really, I mean, I'm never going to get that Lamborghini, so I might as well, you know, get the minivan. That's the next best thing. So once we had the kids, I knew that I wanted to have a blog where I was kind of, you know, writing down stuff that was going on. And I was like, I have a minivan. No one would ever say a minivan is cool. You know, no one's, oh, that's a cool minivan you got there. It's not something people say. So I was like, you know what? That works as a name. It's funny.
There's that one that's the zombie apocalypse minivan. Where they took a Sienna, they jacked it way up. They right. put the monster tires on it with the lights across the, you know, the lights across the front and the roll bar and they took the windows out and they just put the slits in the steel. Mm-hmm. That's the one cool minivan out there.
It's the only one I've seen. And I've seen a couple of tricked out ones. Like I actually type in cool minivans. It doesn't really come up in the Google search. So I have to type out like pimped minivans and stuff. You see some with like flames and that kind of thing. I think that would make a great show. Pimp My Minivan. I think you could have a lot of fathers volunteering. I'm going to call MTV now and make it happen. Because I'm like, you know what? Minivans are out there. We can make these things look pretty sweet.
Now, last but not least, because, you know, we'll keep this and we'll do this again at another time. And I don't want to take all your wonderful stories away from the website itself. Everybody that comes on the show, I close with one simple question about when people come up to you and say, ooh, twins, you know, how's that going for you? Everybody has their own anecdote that they say when, you know, the little old lady on the street or the relative that you haven't seen in forever asks you, you know, twins, you know, how you doing? What's your go-to response to the, you know, twins, how's that question?
They ask me, you know, when people ask me, like, as you know, all the time, I say I'm taking it a minute at a time because I always feel like, you know, with the twins, there's all, you got to keep your eye on two of them. Sometimes, you know, it's very hard to keep an eye on two things at once. It's, you know, it's like when you try to text and drive, you shouldn't be doing two things at one time. And to watch two kids who are trying to find doing their own thing, it's tough to think any further than, you know, the next few minutes. Like, I'm trying to keep them safe. I'm trying to keep them. I want it when they, when my wife gets home, I want them to have all their toes and fingers and not any major bruises. So she, hey, I took care of the kids for the day. And I can't think, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks out. I'm just literally like, I am just trying to make it through this day. At the end of the day, me and my wife can confirm about what happened through the day and then try to talk about the next day. Like, thinking any further out than that is very difficult. So I'm like, I'm taking it a minute at a time because there's always something new coming up. Like, one time they'll eat a meal that they love. You give them the meal, the same exact meal the next day, and they push it off the table because they don't want to be anywhere near it.
You're expecting consistency?
Yeah. I was like, well, they liked the chicken and rice last night. I'm giving them the exact same thing the next night. Why wouldn't they like it again? No, all of a sudden, they don't like chicken and rice. Then you give it to them 3 days later, they're all over it. So that's usually my go-to because I can't really think anything beyond that much further. You know, you try to think about 5, 10 years out or 5 months. I'm like, if I can get it through this day and have my wits about me and my kids are fine and they're happy when the mom gets home, then I feel like I've done a good job and no major injuries.
Come on, man. You're almost 3 years in. You should be a pro by now.
Just when I think I got the hang of it, something else comes up. That's the problem. I'm like, all right, I got it. Oh, no, now they're talking back to me. No, 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 you can't. We're having conversations now?
Just wait until first grade when the dioramas start.
Oh, those things are huge. I remember doing those in school. Those things are huge. They're monsters.
They're the size of a shoebox. But when you have to do two and they have to be equally as complex and equally as, yeah, my kid did it.
Right.
I did it, but my kid did it.
Right. This looks very well done for...
It's easy to do when you just got one. But if you've got two first, second, third graders coming in with these two shoeboxes that look like the same adult did them.
Right. Exactly. This style seems very similar between these two pieces. Well, that's because I did.
Yeah. That's where when they separate them in school, that saves you because the teachers don't necessarily, you know, look at the same, you know, look at all the projects together. But
right. Yeah, that's a whole other thing. But the separation in school, yeah, that's something we've talked about. We can talk about another time. But put them in the same class, do you not? Some people do. Some people don't. It's more fun to come.
In the next year or so, you know, as that comes to pass, you know, that'll be a great post because it's something that every parent of multiples has to deal with.
Right.
And, you know, it is something that, you know, for us was our school kind of had their opinion. And they made it very clear what they wanted. and we said, all right, you know, we'll give it a shot and we'll see how it works.
Yeah.
And in the end, they were right. You know, we separated them when they hit first grade. Now, still to this day, don't get between the two of them.
Right. that bond hasn't been broken.
One of them a hard time.
Yeah.
The other one, I mean, the knuckles come up.
You want a piece of me?
Yeah. It doesn't matter whether it's the boy or the girl. I wouldn't mess with the pair of them. But this is all great stuff you have to look forward to.
Good times.
Excellent.
Can't wait.
Do you know what your next post is?
I don't, but I've got a lot of ideas that I'm...
You will keep us in suspense.
I will. I don't know. I've got a million ideas in my head and things, so I'll hopefully get something up pretty soon.
We will look forward to it.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to, you know, all this good stuff. This has been great.
Well, welcome to the Fathers of Multiples family. Thank you for everything that you're doing, and... Thank you for being on the show.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And moving on to our mailbag for the month. Our friend Trevor Handley sent us a message. He said, "Hey all, I'd just like to comment on the Mickey Farmer's piece on infertility. Reading the words really hit home for me, so much so I made my wife read it too. It was like somebody was writing our story. We know all about the hardships of infertility and the apprehension in turning to things like IUI and IVF. I just want to give Mickey props for writing about such a difficult subject, and I'm glad that his story had a happy ending." Well, Trevor, of course we're glad too, and we really appreciate the input. We are really happy to pass the kudos along. And Carrie from Oklahoma wrote, I've really found value in your articles every month. Although it's great that more men are telling their stories and sharing knowledge and experiences, I'd still like to hear from moms, but maybe on your platform. Are any more mom voices coming? Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because, of course, we're writing more writers all the time, and some of them are moms. And some of that new content will be coming in the next week or so. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And finally, Jose in San Bernardino asks, are you guys still doing the Friday Funny on Facebook? You say that three times fast. Yeah, I know you can do it. For some reason, it's not showing up in my Facebook feed. Did you block me? Well, Jose, we definitely did not block you. Please make sure that you not only like our page, but that you're following it as well. You know, it's one of those Facebook algorithm things. You can actually change the setting to have things from Fathers of Multiples show up first in your newsfeed if you really, really love us. That way you never miss any updates. And while we're on the topic of social media, we hope that you'll share with us by doing all the social media stuff and like Fathers of Multiples on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and find us on Twitter at MultiplesFather. And as always, if you have a question for us here at Double Talk, just shoot us an email at doubletalk@fathersofmultiples.com. And of course, if we answer your question on the air, we'll send you something awesome from the Fathers of Multiples prize box. Well, it'll be something from the box. I don't know whether it'll be awesome. That's up to you to decide. So, tune in on the 15th of every month for another podcast with more great stuff from our contributors and another interview with another dad of twins, triplets, quads, quints, or more. Have a wonderful month, everyone. We'll speak to you again next time with more Double Talk from fathersofmultiples.com.